Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Luann with the Ellis County Rural Heritage Farm. Welcome, Luann.
Thank you. Privileged to be here.
Good. So tell our listeners a little bit about the Ellis County Rural Heritage Farm.
Well, the farm is about a 145-acre farm that's west of Waxahachie off of FM-66. So if you're heading out to Scarborough Fair, it's not far beyond Scarborough Fair. The address is 130 Cunningham Meadows Road. And that was 145 acres, a remnant of my family's family farm. My dad was a farmer. I'm proud to admit that. And he did a good job raising a family as a farmer. And he and my mom acquired 460 acres out in that area on FM-66 for his family farm. And he grew grain, sorghum, and wheat, and pastured cattle. Then in 1991, the superconducting collider project came through Waxahachie. A lot of folks know about that, the impact it had, and it certainly impacted my family. It took 315 acres of the 460-acre farm and my folks' house. So they moved to Cleburne. But in any case, when my dad was talking toward the end of his life about what my sister and I might assume, I said I would really love to have that 145 acres because that's a remnant of where I grew up, and I tagged along with my dad and so treasured that being outdoors.
Yeah.
So I had to decide what to do with that property after my mom and dad passed, and I loved history, as did my dad, and began to have conversations with some very special people here in Waxahachie who are involved in the historic community. The late Sylvia Smith, who was chair of the Ellis County Historical Commission, Glenda Felty, who was president of the Ellis County Museum, Becky Kaufman, who was a leader in Historic Waxahachie, Inc., and had conversations with them, kind of, what do we need looking toward the future here? And I was encouraged to move forward in thinking about how the historical value of this property. And one treasure on it was a 1913 farmhouse. And that house had kind of come to sort of not good state years, after almost 100 years. And so I decided I would have that restored. I committed to having it restored. But first I talked with Anthony Motla, who's a historical preservationist contractor in Waxahachie. I said, Anthony, is this worth preserving? And he said, oh, yeah, houses built in those days were meant to last. It's got good bones. And so he developed a wonderful architectural plan to how we do this, how to restore it, to much like it was with the modern amenities. Then I was very pleased to identify a historical preservationist contractor here locally, Jay Hayes, who his crew spent about 7 months in 2011. Wow. 2011, going through and restoring the house. Then in 2012, I made an application to Historic Waxahachie, Inc. for acknowledgement of the architectural historic significance. So that then we were able to obtain. In 2013, with the support of Ellis County Historical Commission, we went forward with a recorded Texas Historic Landmark designation and for the house, and that was received and acknowledged that this is one of the few prairie-style houses, one of the few intact family farms still remaining in this area. So the other thing was these wonderful folks helped me identify some other wonderful people who are our board members who have been stalwart volunteers in moving forward with programming at the farm.
Yeah. So what kind of programming do you offer at the farm?
We have two major public events. Matter of fact, this Sunday, we encourage people to come out. There's a Prairie Wildlife and Wildflower Adventure, and our partner with that is the Indian Trail Chapter, the Master Naturalist. And that features one component of our mission being served, and that our mission is to preserve and promote public awareness and appreciation of both the natural and the farming heritage of Ellis County. So this, event does address one of our principal missions, and what we will have then is the Master Naturalists will have various activities for kids to engage in interactively. It'll be between 2 and 4 on Sunday, April 26. Families are particularly encouraged to come out, and there'll be wildflower walks. The kids will be invited to do a nature journal. So We walk past things and we don't necessarily attune to them. Mm-hmm. So this is a way for kids to get attuned. They can go and observe and come back and do adrenaline. And the first 50 kids get a little reward.
I love that. Is it a ticketed event? Is it a free event? How does that work?
It's free. Wonderful.
Free.
We really want the financial barriers to be non-existent for families. And that's through the generous support of our members, donors, and businesses, which we greatly appreciate.
That's incredible. So can you touch a little bit about the fall one as well?
The fall will be this fall. It will be October 1st, 4th, I should say, October 4th. That's the first Sunday in October, and that would be between 2 and 5 p.m., and that's Farm Heritage Day. Mm-hmm. There we feature a lot of living history activities where the kids, once again, interactively can engage in things that farm kids and farm families would do in those days. And what we think is chores the kids love, like hand washing, our butter churning, corn shelling, grinding. They can feed it to the chickens. We have rug beating. The kids can really get into that. The Girl Scouts are out there, and they have various things for the kids also to do, interactive kinds of activities. Sack races or egg races.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Is the house, is it open to view during those times, or how does that work?
It will not be for this weekend, but at Farm Heritage Day, it is open for view. Yes.
And they can just go in and tour it?
Yeah, in the fall, we will have docents that can lead them through the house and see what's there. That's fully furnished.
That's really neat. It's fully furnished as in, like, from that time period, or how does that work?
A lot of these are remnants of my family's furniture and furnishings and decorative pieces, but it's meant to sort of represent that era.
That is really neat. I love that it is open completely free for families. I love that you want to take that financial barrier away and have an opportunity for kids to experience life on a farm, because unfortunately farmland is kind of going away, and it's an opportunity for these kids to get firsthand experience of churning butter, the, you know, beating of a rug, all of that. It's a neat opportunity. Even corn harvesting, I think that's a really neat opportunity that you give kids. What kind of age for kids is good to bring out?
Well, I think you could bring out any age, as long as you're with your little toddlers. We have folks that have their kids in the little strollers, and then we have, of course, teenagers and everyone in between.
That's neat. I think
as long as you've got parental guidance there, they're all welcome as far as that goes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and let me mention too, just to kind of undergird what you're saying there, is that we have a conservation easement on the property, so it will always remain open space. We ideally we want it to be public open space, but in other words, that 145 acres is going to be there for Ellis County children and whomever else.
That's
down the road.
Incredible. And I know you mentioned a little bit the historic preservation.
Yes.
You want to touch a little bit about on that as well?
Yes. As I said, we formed our organization about 2017-2018, and we've enjoyed doing these events and also having school groups out there. But we're looking toward the future. Mm-hmm. We're all committed, but we're all getting older, and our lives are finite. So we want this to be here when we're not. So we've been looking at sustainability planning. We've talked with local entities, and we've also had conversations with some nonprofits. But I tell you, we're very excited about an opportunity that's been made available to us through the Texas Historical Commission. David Sacha, who's head of the Ellis County Historical Commission here, said to us one time when we were searching for folks who might succeed us, he said, "Well, what about the Texas Historical Commission?" I said, "Oh my, that's big time. Do you think they'd be interested?" So he introduced the idea to them. We followed up with a major submission of saying, this is what we think we'll accomplish. And what we think we'll accomplish, the educational mission of that farm can be to tell the stories of small family farmers who helped build and make this economy of Ellis County, the cotton farming, as the foundation for it. So we passed phase one of a three-phase evaluation.
Wow.
We're now actively in phase two. We're getting signals. There's a lot of interest in what we're trying to do here. And so the Texas Historical Commission will decide about phase two at the end of July. If we're privileged to move forward to phase three, then we're going to go for it.
And that's incredible.
We would love that to come to Ellis County, both in terms of how it benefits educational opportunities, the heritage tourism, the community groups, Ellis County Museum. The library can have groups.
Yeah.
So that's our dream.
Yeah, it's a ripple effect, and I'm so glad that y'all have kept this standing. I have two little girls myself at 4 and 2, and having this opportunity to bring my kids out, it would be it's a wonderful opportunity to give them that firsthand experience that they might not get anywhere else.
Absolutely.
So this Sunday,
April 26th, 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
130 Cunningham Meadows Road.
Perfect.
So is it a couple miles out of Wasatchi? If you're coming toward Mayor Pearl, past the Scarborough Fair, just turn left at the big flashing lights, and we're right there.
And then what's the date again for this fall in case they can't join us this Sunday?
October 4th, Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m.
Wonderful. And if they just want to learn more about your organization, what's the y'all's website that they could learn more about?
That would be www.ruralheritagefarm.org.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Luann, for joining me today. I have learned so much, and I know our listeners have too, so thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.